What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Boom. What's up, everybody? In this episode, I'm going to talk about podcast editing. Different options, software, formatting, all that kind of stuff. Because I talked in the previous episode, I discussed your recording options, which I might dip back into previous topics and do more in-depth takes, maybe some tips, things I left out. For sure, when you're recording, if you're ever having audio problems, listen to your stuff. Try and get your good quality in, good quality out. You can't put bad quality stuff in and then turn it into good stuff. So you want to record, get good quality recordings before you edit. And then going into editing, you have options if you're on a Mac, which I would recommend if you want to do podcasts, getting any kind of Macintosh like a Mac Mini or their MacBook Air or MacBook Pro, any just because the software that comes with it, iMovie and GarageBand are two software things that come bundled with your computer that I have used for all of the content that I've made, you know, well over 1,000 videos on YouTube. You know, I don't know how many podcast episodes I've done in total with everything, but I've always used those things to edit. There is a free option that a lot of people use that is kind of a standard in a lot of ways for podcast editing, and that's Audacity. It's a free thing that works on Mac or PC. So that would be one if you don't have a Mac or if you don't like GarageBand. GarageBand has changed. Their settings and features and things like that have changed. But everything that I need it to do, it does just fine for me. So I've never needed to use Audacity, but that's another one that I'd recommend. If you're finding that your podcast, when you record it, that there's a lot of range in audio where things are really quiet, and then maybe you're listening to music or there's audio clips or people just tonally speaking louder or yelling, a lot of the times running your audio through software after it's edited called Levelator will basically kind of smooth out the audio so it's not... I've never used Levelator. I probably have early on, but I find that the way I've set up my audio, I've been able to record it so there's not a huge variance in audio. Because I try to make sure I have my audio set correctly before I record. Or if I'm having problems to... adjust it on that end first before. If you find you're fixing your audio in editing a lot, then you're recording it wrong. Go back to the recording and figure that out first. So you can use either software. You can have your intro audio, your outro audio. If you choose to do that, you can get really in-depth with your editing. Vicky Pezza, producer of The Naughty Show, formerly of The Naughty Show. The show's not around anymore. But she produces, she's produced a lot of podcasts, most recently Boss Rutan and Maura Ranello. I don't know if that podcast is still going on or not, but I'm sure she's into that podcast as well as many others. She's done raps for things, but podcast producer, first and foremost, her style of podcast producing, she does a lot of editing and it's amazing as far as dropping in clips, dropping in sound effects, dropping in music. There's a lot of things you can do with your podcast because it is an audio medium that you can go as complex, like Sword and Scale. There's a lot of editing in Sword and Scale. He's got a lot of assets drawn from. He's got, you know, his own voiceover. He's got, audio from news sources, from court sources, interviews, all kinds of different audio sources. And then that's where the editing comes. That's where you're going to have the most work if you have that kind of podcast. Now, if you're doing something like the Joe Rogan Experience, you know, where it's just live to tape, and then you have, you know, he'll have, maybe he'll splice in ads, so you can always pre-record your ads if you get sponsorships. Or if you record out of order, you can always, you know, reorder things. If you're not doing like a live show, you have that flexibility, or you can set up your show to be recorded live. The Inspired Disorder podcast was set up that way because I broadcast live when I recorded. And, so I didn't have to, I cut out all of the editing. I just learned how to do the live broadcast on the fly. Whereas now I do basically everything in post because I'm producing stuff primarily for video, and yeah, it's just a different way to do it. That's why it depends on what kind of show you want to do and maybe what you feel more comfortable doing. Doing the live to tape is great because you get good at just doing it live. And when you get good at doing it live, you don't have to, you're less worried about going back in and editing out all the ums and ahs. I still do it, but the more you do it, the less you'll find. If you're actively trying to get better at it, you will hopefully eliminate it from just your speaking, so you don't have to go in and cut it. I hate editing, going in that deep. I don't mind throwing in. I'm exploring editing more so now with sound effects. I mean, I've done a few things in the past. I did a lot of editing with the series Words, which there was only like 7 episodes. But they were like creative writing things that I did, or poems or whatever, back in the day. And I added audio effects and sound effects and all kinds of stuff. So you can experiment as much as you want with audio, or you can go, you know, just trim off the ends if everything's live to tape. If you have like a pre-recorded intro, you play off a soundboard and you just start talking right as it's done, then editing is just as easy as cutting off the ends. Versus if you're recording things out of order, you're adding sound effects, all that kind of stuff, all that stuff comes in editing. So just find software and just look online for tutorials. It's going to be easy stuff. You're not worrying about like multi-tracks or anything like that. And then when you export, a lot of the times you can like, you want something that's good quality, but you don't, the better quality you have, the larger the file size. So if you're doing long format shows, sometimes it's better to have the lower bit rate, so it's a smaller file size. So on the other end, but data's so cheap now, it doesn't really matter. Anyway, if you are searching for a bit rate, I usually did 192. It's a step up from the 128, but it's one of the major kind of bit rates. Now everything's really supported. But you still want to export it in like an MP3 or MP4. They have like weird things, but you don't want to export it in like a FLAC file. It has to be some kind of MP3 file. So you export the file, your edited, finished file, and then you're going to upload it to your host. And I'll talk about that in the next episode. So that's editing. Fall in love with the software, get into it. Look at tutorials online, but editing's pretty simple. And as far as editing on the phone, I wouldn't be able to tell you, but there might be options out there. I don't know. I mean, there's GarageBand and things like that. You can edit audio on your phone, but I don't know how easy it is. I've always done it on a computer. But that's it for this episode. Go up top for my website, inspireddisorder.com. My name is Ray Taylor. Thank you for watching my show. Have a great day. Have a great week. Peace out.